Read the next piece of Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Tosis that we ended with yesterday. We have a Braisa, the Gemara quotes, for the Mokar of the Av of Shein, the Av of Regel. It says, V'shirach es Be'iro, V'yer v'steyacher. The Braisa Darshan, V'shirach es Regel, based on Meshalchei Regel Shava Chamor. V'yer es Shein, based on Kashev Gar HaGola Tumo. So the Gemara analyzes this Braisa. So we read yesterday the first the Gemara that analyzes the drush of the Shirach Zuhar Regel based on the Shalchei Regel. The Gemara asks why the need for this proof text from Yeshaya, the Shalchei Regel, to know that the Shirach is Regel. We should know the Shirach is Regel because there's no other option. After all, Ikeren Ksiv, Ishen Ksiv. And the Gemara answers no, because without using the pasuk Meshalchei Regel, I might have thought that both Beshilach and Uvir are both going on Shein, and you still need them both because there's two levels of hezek of Shein: Mechal Yekarna, Lo Mechal Yekarna. Rashi and Tosfos dispute what this means. Rashi's case: Mechal Yekarna, Lo Mechal Yekarna has to do with Achila, where the Shachas was taken and the Tvuah will grow back, but not like before. That's Rashi's Lo Mechal Yekarna. Tosfos Lo Mechal Yekarna is Tin for Peros. So it's not Achila at all. But therefore, I would have thought that they're both talking about Shein, and the Pasuk is telling me the Chiddush even a Lo Mechalia. Rashi asks, so let it just say the Pasuk of Lo Mechalia, meaning let it just say the Lashon of B'Shilach. Rashi says, if it said B'Shilach, I would still assume that that's a case of Mechalia Karna. For Rashi, the reason why I'd assume that Mechal Yekarna is the smaller Chiddush is not because of the word Uvir, but because that's the smaller Chiddush about Achila of Shein, about the Hezek of Shein. Tosfos has a different teretz. Tosfos learns that the reason why I distinguish is because Mechal Yekarna is itself guarded by the word Uvir, but Tosfos says, if I said B'Shilach, I would say only Shalach Shluchei. That's what we're going to see in the next Gemara. Meanwhile, the Gemara asks, so therefore I need what? I need the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Meshalchei Regel, to tell me that Beshilach is Regel. In fact, the Gemara, so now, how do I know that there's a halacha of Shein that's Chayiv, even by Lo Mechal Yekarna, now that Beshilach is going on Regel? And where it says, Dumya de Regel, that since we know by Regel, there's no difference between Mechalya Lo Mechalya, so the Hekish will say that Shein is the same thing. So therefore, I know that Shein is chayiv in by lo mechalya karna. How do I know that rego is chayiv lo shna mechalya lo shlo mechalya? So here too, we had a shinui Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi seems to say that the fact that the Torah changes the lashon from uvir, which it uses for Shein, which is more mashma, if it says uvir, and then it goes and changes it to v'shirach, that would indicate itself that rego is chayiv by lo mechalya karna. That's how Rashi learns it. Tosfos would seem to learn that the fact that it's lo shna just means because since there's no indication in regel to distinguish, and mele, it's chayiv in all cases. Therefore, Tosfos had the question, so why do we assume to gimakish shein to regel to mechayiv shein alo mechalya? Maybe say the other way around. Say that we gimakish regel to shein and mechayiv regel only in the case of mechalya karna. After all, even though we know that there's a rule, makshin l'chumra here would mean to take out money from the nizik, from the mazik to pay, but that's only when it comes to iser. Here the issue is mamon, so we have no rule, makshin l'chumra. So why not be makish the other direction? According to Rashi, that kasha doesn't start, because according to Rashi, you can't be makish regel to shein, because it's like the Torah already taught me that regel is chayiv by lo mechalya, by deviating in the lashon and saying the shilach. And it says uvir, and it changes to v'shilach. That shows me that regel is chayiv in all cases. So therefore, the only thing you could do is learn out shein from regel to mechayiv, not to be makish that regel should be limited to mechalya. Anyway, the Gemara says, so that comes out that we know that shein is chayiv by lo mechalya karna. That is the first piece of Gemara. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Amamar, well, now we're going to analyze the need for the pasuk that's brought to support the interpretation of Uvir Zeh Hashein. Amar Mar, Uvir Zeh Hashein, V'chein Hu Omer, Kashe Yivar HaGolo Ad Tumo. So we supported the interpretation, Uvir Hashein, from the Pasuk Yivar HaGolo in Sefer Malachi. In fact, the Gemara, time of the Kasavachmana, Kashe Yivar HaGolo Ad Tumo. The only reason I know that that Uvir is Shein seems to be based on the pasuk that you quoted in Malachim. Halavachi, but without that pasuk that you brought to support the meaning that Uvir is Shein, b'maymuk kumnalo, what else could you say it means? It has to be Shein. After all, Ikaren ksiv, Irego ksiv. We already have a mokar for Karen. We have a mokar for Rego from the Vishilach. And again, with the shor that's mazik, there's no other option. It's either mazik derech ilucha, or it's mazik with kavana lahazik, or it's kavana lehanos. So we already have Karen covered and Rego covered. So obviously, the only thing that you can have left is to interpret Uvir as Shein. Why do you need to bring the pasuk of Sheyivara Golo to prove that? Says the Gemara, a different point. Itzbrich, I still need the pasuk Kasha Yivar, Salkedai Tachamina. Because without that proof text of Kasha Yivar, I would say, Idi v'idia Rego. Both Vishilach and Uvir are both talking about the Hezek of Rego. Why do you need two different references to Rego? Ha de Azel Mimela, Ha de Shalach Shluche. One of the references is a case where the animal went on its own and trampled, Visteacher. One would be where you actually sent the animal there. In other words, we have a Vishilach and Uvir. So how would it line up? Obviously, Vishilach is mashmawat that you sent it. That's Shalach Shluche. And Uvir would be where went Azal Memela. So both are going on Regel. Kamash Malan. So therefore, I need the Pasuk HaShevar to tell me that Uvir is going, in fact, on Shein. Says the Gemara, Vahashta de Uki Ashein, Rego de Azra Memela Minolan. So now that I'm using the Pasuk of Uvir to go on Shein, how do I know that Rego is Chayiv even in the Azra Memela case? Dumya de Shein. That's going to be because of the Hekesh back to Shein. Ma Shein Loshna Shoche Shluche Loshna Dazra Memela. Just like Shein, there's no distinction. Af Rego Loshna Shluche Loshna Azra Memela. So this Gemara is seemingly replaying the Shaka V'Tayra before in terms of a different consideration. Now we're discussing the need for the proof text for Shein. Without that, I would have two different sukim for the Hezek of Rego. Before, I was talking about, in terms of Shein having two psukim, meaning Mechaya Karna, Lo Mechaya Karna. And here I'm talking about the need possibly for Rego to have two different psukim. There's two different examples of the Hezek of Rego. And I would need them both because I would only say maybe Yochai Bashalach Shluchei B'na'a Azul Memela. So first of all, let's just try to understand a little bit about this distinction. We discussed Mechaya Karna yesterday. Let's discuss what are these two dargas here of Shalach Shluchei and Azul Memela. What is the significance that you would think, perhaps, they only chayv at shalach shluche? What's the maila of shalach shluche over azla memela? Why are these two different levels of being mechuyev for rega? So, the first thought might be to point to the Tosfos that I gave you in the beginning of Akones, which in some ways maybe has an association with what we call shalach shluche in our Gemara. But again, upon further reflection, it's not going to line up so perfectly. But there's a thought, right? Because what do we have over there? Gemara says, the following memra of Rav, that hamaymid behemas chavero al kamas chavero chayit. So what happened? Somebody takes someone else's animal and puts it on someone else's grain. And the animal does what it does to be mazik. It eats, it tramples. So you're chayiv. What's the basis for that chayiv? It's a big machokes rishonim. What's the basis for the chayiv of maimid? Why are you machayiv this person who takes someone's animal and puts it in someone else's kama? Tosfos learns that the chayiv is a chayiv of shein or chayiv of regel. In other words, the animal is mazik the shein, the regel. The person who's maimid the behema is more chuyev because of the mazik of Shein. Now, what's the chidush here? Because after all, the pasuk is Shilach as Be'iro. That means that in chiyev of Shein Meregel, it's a chiyev for the owner whose animal is mazik b'steyacher b'Shein over Regel. Here we're talking about a third party. A third party goes and takes the animal. Reuven takes Shimon's animal and puts it in Levi's cover. And the animal is mazik. So Tosa says, Ayat says Be'iro, but Kididei Chashiva Ho Vahu Asa. Notice, if he did it, then that's enough to qualify as Be'iro. It doesn't have to be his monetarily his animal. If you use the animal to cause Hezek, so for purposes of the Mechuyev Behezek, it's like your animal. That's a Chiddush of Tosis. So one could have said, that's what we have in our Gemara. This notion called Shalach Shluchei is al derech, what we see in Tosis, that you mechuyev for Shein or Regel, based on being maimed. So Shalach Shluchei is a gather of maimed. You're setting up the animal to go and do the hezek, as opposed to the animal doing it on its own. You're letting it go there. You're leading it there. So that's called like maimed. The only problem is, go ahead, what's the problem with that? Okay, so you're quite right. At the end of the day, that's going to be the distinction. But at first glance, like what's wrong with this analogy in terms of the case itself? See, whose animal?
Your animal.
Oh, in our Gemara, when we're talking about regel of shalach shluchei, we're talking about your animal. But maybe you only chayev for what your animal does when it tramples and stay acher, if it's shalach shluchei not as l'meleva. If I'm thinking in terms of maimid, then it's mefurish in Tosfos that you don't need to be your animal; it can be someone else's animal. But here we're talking about the chiyuv of regel, which l'maisa is the Torah is discussing is your animal. I mean, in other words, our Gemara is discussing a distinction within the case of your animal. It doesn't sound like the Azlam and Mela case can be someone else's animal. If you're machayev me because I cause the animal to go in the other field, so why does it have to be my animal? The Pashup Shah and the Pasuk is it's the Azlam and Mela is in your animal. Tosus is machadish, the din of maimed kididei chashiva. But apparently that's another halacha. That's not the halacha of our Gemara of Azlam. Our Gemara of Azlam and Mela is the case of mamish, your animal. But manafshach, if this halacha is like maimed, then it should be the same thing by someone else. The Gemara doesn't really saying the halacha itself of maimed, which is there for anybody else. That's another layer. That's another chiddush. That can also be kidei chashiva. But our Gemara is talking about the normal case of your animal, and maybe it's only chayev if it's shalach shluchei, and therefore there are only two references, v'shilach and uvir, but all about your animal. But if it's v'shilach is itself based on Maimid, then it's mechates, it's your animal. It should be anybody. But an Elamai, this is what you're saying. This is not the same thing as Maimid. Maimid means that you literally took the animal and you parked it right here by the grain, by the kum. You mamish put it right there. Now the animal is going to do what it's going to do. Asam Mela is not that. Asam Mela means you lead it there. But it's not like your mamish maimid al komas chaveru. In other words, you did something more than just passive. Azal memela means you are passive. Clearly, you didn't exhibit precautions in terms of shmira, right? That's why, at the end of the day, you're chayev by azal memela too, because obviously you didn't do whatever the requirement would be that would be necessary to be. Provide shmira for the animal. The Gemara talks about the standards of shmira there in Hakonis also. But Gomaisa, the animal went. So you are passive. Shalach shluchei means you aren't just passive. You directed the animal. That's not maimed. Maimed means you mamish parked the animal right there. Shalach shluchei means you scared it there. You let it there. So what are these two levels? How should we explain it? Seems pashut, you think about it. Let's do it the following way. We had a chakira, let's go with one side of the chakira. What's the machayev and mamon hamazik? So the way we medayik, for example, in the Rashi, at Daftes, and other makoros, the first pshat in Rashi, chafti b'shemiras al-chsharti az-nizka. What is the basis for the chayev and mamon hamazik? The fact that you are what? That you are negligent in shmira. That's why the Torah pins the chayev on you. Your negligence in providing shmira is the basis for your liability, right? Now, let's think about it. Where is there a greater level of negligence? you as the owner of this animal, which case shows a greater level of negligence that results in the hezek? Asa memela means you didn't provide shmirah. So there, you had a responsibility to do more to be shomer. Shalach shuche is worse than that. Shalach shuche means you mamish took action, which is the opposite of shmir. And as a step shmir, you actually you did something to direct the animal to where it's going to cause the hezek. So as an owner who's responsible to protect the animal from being mazik, so to do a maisa bekumba asay, which is the antithesis of shmira, that's bekumba asay, that's a different level of negligence than the negligence of not providing the shmira that's required. So that's where Azam and Mela becomes the second level chiddush. So I would like to explain it not so much, it's Maimon is a different level. Maimon is Imamish, took the animal and put it there, and there the chiddush of Tosis is you don't have to be as of your animal. It becomes like your animal because you took it and Maimon made the animal ready to do what it's going to do. Here, you did a maise of Peshia as opposed to not doing what you should have done. So we have two tiers. If I only had, right, from one pasuk, right, I would know the case of Shalach Shuche. But now I have a Shalach, and I would think, therefore, that maybe both are necessary for the case of Regel, for the Torah to tell me that you're chayiv even in Azul Memela. So Rashi doesn't speak out here, but if we were to think about the kasha Rashi asked earlier, it's going to play out the same way. In other words, so Rashi asked before, if I have two psukim for Shein, one machalia, one lo machalia, one uvir and one of the shilach, why you have to say both? Just say the pasuk of the shilach, which is lo machalia, and the kol shekein machalia. What did Rashi respond? If I had only what, the shilach, what would I say? The shilach is a case of machalia. So l'chor Rashi doesn't spell it out, but we'll have to repeat the Rashi over here. So with the Torah writes two things for rego, azam le'el shalach shulche, v'shalach and uvir. So what do you have to say both? Just say the pasuk uvir, which is azam memela. What I know for sure, shalach shulche. What would Rashi say? If I had only uvir, what would I say? I would say that the case of uvir of regel is a case of shalach shulche. It doesn't say v'shilach. No, but the fact is that's a smaller chiddush that your pshia was bekum va'aseh. So I would say that would be the case of uvir. So mice, I'm going to have two psukim. Oh, so this says to Gemara. So now, and what would Tosis say to this kasha l'chor different? Tosis doesn't learn it that way. Tosis is learning before that uvir itself was what made us think mechal yakarna. So Tosis had the question, let's just say b'shirach, that was earlier in the Gemara. Tosis says, yeah, but then I would think only shalach shulche. So now what would Tosis say to the kasha over here? What do I need two psukim? I need the shilach for shalach shulche. I need uvir for azam memela, both by regel. No, so just say uvir. Because hug in the Tosis. If it just said uvir, I would say it's only chay by regel, memchal yakar. Again, for Tosis, the point would be that the shalach shulche isn't the shilach. But if I would just say the pasuk that's azam memela, but I would limit that to the case of memchal yakar. So just applying what Tosis said earlier to this Gemara. And so it's going to follow in the Gemara, in the continuity of the Gemara. The Gemara says, okay, so now I know Kashi Varagol Atumo reveals that Uvier is going on what? Going on Shein. So how do I know Rego is Chayiv even though it's a Memela? So the Gemara says, because it's Dumya De, Dumya De Shein. Just like Shein, it's Loshna Shach Shuche Loshna is a Memela. How do I know that? How do I know Shein is Chayiv even by Azam Memela? So again, let's repeat the Rashi of before. What would Rashi say in response? How do I know Shein is Chayiv in Azam Memela? Because it's Mishana the Lashon, because it doesn't say B'shilach for Shein. Even though, if both were going on Regel, I would apply B'shilach to Shalach Shulche and Uvir on Azam Memela, B'seder. But that, and if I had one, I would say it's only Shalach Shulche. But if the Torah uses already the B'shilach, which obviously now it's there, and that's more of a sounding of Shalach Shulche, and the Torah uses a different word for Shein, Uvir, So now I would say that would teach me, obviously, that the shein is chayiv even by elzim emela. So now we say dumya the shein regel is chayiv dumya the shein. Basically, taking the same cheshbon of Rashi earlier and plugging it over here. That would be Rashi's teretz. And what would Tosfos say? How would Tosfos know ma shein loshna shoshu loshna elzim emela? What would Tosfos say? How do I know shein is chayiv even elzim emela? What? Because it doesn't have any reason to think that it's different. It's different. The only reason to differentiate and say it's only shalach shluchei for Tosfos would be because of the word v'shilach. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi holds that if they have one word, whatever the word might be, I might limit it to maybe by it could be v'shilach could be only mechaya karna, and uvir could be by itself could be only shalach shluchei. But if I have the other word that's more sounding mechaya karna, more sounding shalach shluchei, and the Torah uses a different word for the other hezek, that shows that the other hezek is loshna, whether that's mechaya loshna shalach shluchei. So in the earlier Gemara, it would mean in terms of mechaya karna that by saying v'shilach after saying uvir, I know that by regel it's even lo mechaya karna. In terms of this Gemara, it would mean that by using the word uvir for shein, after using v'shilach for regel, must be that shein is chayiv even by osam l'meil. And if I know that for shein, then what I do, I say, dumya de shein, so now I know that the v'shilach of regel, in fact, is going to be chayiv in all cases. That's the cheshbon of the Gemara with Rashi, with Tosfos. Basically taking what we had earlier. What comes out l'maskana now? So it comes out, l'maisa, we know that bein shein bein regel l'chora, we have the hekesh. So we had, in other words, before the Gemara we said dumya de regel, or before we said dumya de regel, that just like regel is mechayev b'chaya lo mechaya, so shein is chayev in both cases. Even though the regel case, right, that was a word b'shilach. But meanwhile, it's lo mechaya as well because of the change in the language, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, because it's dam loshna. And it comes over here, we say dumya de shein. Shein is chayiv even as a memela, either for Rashi's reason, Tosfos' reason, and therefore we know the same thing is for regel, it's chayiv even by as a memela. So it's interesting. What if I have a case of shein or regel that has both drawbacks? In other words, it's an azum and mela. I know azum mela and mechaya karna. I know alo mechaya karna and a shalach shluchei. Because I keep going, dumya de shein, dumya de regel. But remember, the dumya de shein was in terms of azum and mela. But shein by itself could have been a case of mechaya karna. Dumya de regel, I'm saying even lo mechaya karna, but regel itself would have indicated shalach shluchei. What if I have a case where both drawbacks converge together? So, Hashab Shat, so Chayiv. At the end of the day, there's no distinction. Lo and behold, the Me'iri brings a Shita, which he doesn't agree with. But he says, Derech Pshara, there are those who say, She'ein Chiyuv, V'she'ein Shamechaya Karna. Now, this that we're saying, that Yechayiv even lo Mechaya Karna, Dumya de regel, is only if you have one maila going for you. Shalach shluchei. And this that you say that you wait, you say dumya de shein to pechayva azo memela is if you have dumya de shein if you have mechal yakarna. So ein chiyu b'shein mechal yakarna el b'shashol chahu. V'chein b'azo memela ein shum chiyu b'shayesh mechal yakarna. To be mechuy by azo memela, you have to have going for you mechal yakarna. You have to have going for you shalach shluchei. But if you have two strikes, if you have the hezek done in a manner of azom emela, and the hezek was a lo mechaya karna, then you wouldn't be chayiv. Ha nishtalcha me'elecha ve'en sham kiluya karen pater. How do we understand this? The Miri doesn't like it. He says, ikra dvarim, that's not true. But just to understand conceptually, what would this mean? Stam, because I have the convergence of two different leniencies together, that's when you can't have a chiyuv. Like, what can be the havan and svara of this shita? Yeah, Ari?
You just have to say the two sigyas don't agree with one another, and you have to say that the two gemaras, you could only...
Well, I'm not saying, I'm not dealing so much with the sugyas laying out. I mean, it could be that the point is that since each one is dumya the other, so you have to still take into account the default case of that. Yeah, I hear what he's saying, in a way, because at the end we said that loshna. So I don't know how to deal with that exactly. I hear what he's saying. But in understanding the lumdis behind such a shita, what we're basically saying is that the dumya, the shen, dumya, the regel is only on its own terms. Even though at the end of Mechayev Regel by Yozel Memela, but only Dumi Deshein in the default case, in the more natural case of Shein, in the Kayakarna case. And even though Amar Beshein Lo Mechayakarna, it's only in the more natural case of Regel, of Shoch Shluchei. But I need to have one or the other. I can't take out the ingredient of Mechayakarna and the ingredient of Shoch Shluchei and still be Chay. I need to have one or the other. I couldn't. But one thing, to stop because it, one kula, another kula, too much. Nah, then you're off the hook. Okay, what does it mean exactly? So let's think about the perspective. The way we just explained Shalach Shluchei Arzah Memela, what is it a function of? What is the variable that's changing by Shalach Shluchei versus Arzah Memela? What's it a function of? What does Shalach Shluchei add to the equation? What does it give you in this case? More what? More an action means that there's more what? There's more of a siba to mechayiv you in terms of your pshia. Your pshia, your negligence is more overt. It's more intense. It's a kumba say. Not as an owner of this animal, not only were you passive in not providing the precautions in the shmirah, you actually went against. You actually did something to lead it against being a shomer. You went and did the opposite. You brought it. You led it to where it's going to go. So it's more of a basis of a mechayiv in terms of the pshias habaylim. That's what shoch shluchei is. The issue of mechal yakarna. Yesterday, I in Rashi Choret for sure. This Tosis we maybe were clearing yesterday, but in Rashi, and maybe in Tosis as well, mechal yakarna is a function of the pshias habaylim or the chefs of the hezek that occurred, the nature of the hezek, the quality of the hezek. Mechal Yakarna means that the Hezek was a greater type of a Hezek, where the Chepsa was totally destroyed. Not just ruined, but destroyed. This is not a measure of Pshias HaBailim, of the nature of the Pshia, of the Maisa Hezek. It's the Hezek that resulted. Each thing is focusing on another perspective. Could be the following. When the Pshia of the Bailim is a greater Pshia, meaning Shalach Shluchei, then you can pin the chiv on the person even when the quality of the hezek was a lower quality hezek, meaning a lo mechal yakarna. When the pshias habaylim is lower, so then the standard of the hezek has to be higher. In other words, each thing is focusing on a different angle. One is a function of the pshias habaylim, a greater pshias habaylim. One is a function of the type of hezek Torah is mechayev for. A mechayev karna hezek, lo mechayev karna hezek. So if the bar is lower in terms of the pshia, which is the mechayev of the habaylim for paying for the hezek, so then the bar has to be higher for what type of hezek you're paying for. Only a hezek that's of the quality of mechayev karna. If there's a greater mechayev for pshia, meaning shalach shluchei, you did the kumba asay, you did something to cause hezek. So then, even a hezek of a lower order, of a low chayav karna, is chayav as well. But suppose your pshia was a lower grade pshia, also mimela, you didn't actually do an action, and the hezek itself is a quality hezek of a chayav karna. So that's where you would maybe not be chayav. And this probably give more of a taich to this shita that Meiri doesn't agree with, but he quotes. It's not stam, oh, I can take pile on two kulas together. Oh, it's a lomachal yakarna, and it's a mele, that far we're not going to be mechayev yet. I mean, you could say that, but like, it's more geschmack if you try to explain it more in terms of why does one compensate for the other? What is the function of why a mechayev you? How much of a posheya are you? The greater the posheya, the greater the basis to pin the chiyuv on you, the lower will be the bar for the type of hezek that will mechayev you for, because you are more of a pesheya, more of a pesheya. I'm responsible even for a lower grade hezek, so lo mechayev karna hezek. If I'm less of a pesheya, if my pesheya, the same way that I would think osmer was patel gamre, so I'll say no, osmer was chayev. Well, chayev, but only when the davar hanizak was kolol gami, for that type of a hezek you're chayev. For a lo mechayev karna hezek, we're not going to mechayev you, in as much as your pesheya was a lower type of pesheya. So the greater the basis of the machayev in your pshia, meaning a shalach shluchei case vis-a-vis as a mamela, the more that we can machayev you in terms of the nature of the hezek. Since each thing is discussing a different dimension, one is the type of hezek that caused, what type of a hezek are you liable for, a kal yakarna, a lo kal yakarna, and one is a function of your pshia. We see more behemshach about distinguishing between these two types of tiers, the tier of Kalikana, Lo Kalikana, and Azul Memelo versus Shalach Shluchei. But for now, we can hear why you can maybe blend the two together and see why that could be a reason not to mechayev you. Because if your Pshia was a lower grade Pshia, then you're less liable for a lower grade type of Hezek. Chabi, you hear the Svara? Chana, yeah.
How would that read into the Gemara, though?
Right, so that's what Ari was tithing. He says, if the end of the Gemara is Loshna, so you have to say that each Loshna is in its own terms. The Loshna earlier was discussing Mechayev Karna, Los Mechayev Karna, on the terms of Regel being Shalach Shluchei. And the Loshna, Shalach Shluchei Azor Mela, is in terms of Shein being, at its core, a Mechayev Karna case. Yeah. At the end, so we don't hold this Shita, but obviously we don't say that, but that would have been the way to read in the Gemara. Questions? Anyone else? So this is the Me'iri. Now, I want to come back to the Tosfos from yesterday. That's on the Dumya Derego. The Gemara says Dumya Derego, that's the first Gemara. That was what we said yesterday. That's in terms of the Chiyuv being O Mechal Yekarna. And then we have it again in the Gemara that we read today, that we say Dumya Deshein. That O Mechayiv Regel, even as a Menela, just like Shein. So what did Tosfos ask? Let's revisit the Tosfos and see where we go from here. Tosfos raised the question, why say that we can compare Shein to Regel to be Machmir, Machmir meaning to be Motzi Mamon, to Mechayev Shein, even what? Even a case of Lo Mechalia, like Regel, why not go the other way around? Why not say that we'll limit the Chiv of Regel to what? To what case? No Chevra. To what case? To Mechayev Karna, just like Shein. You'll tell me because there's a rule. If they have two ways to be makish, the rule is in Amida is makshina l'chumra. So therefore, makshina l'chumra would say to be mechayev more cases, to be motzi mamon in more cases, to make shein more chayev, not to make regel less chayev. Says Tosfos, no, but that rule of, and Tosfos' question at least he holds that rule of makshina l'chumra is only true by isur. Comes to isurim, so we learn out that the hekesh should go l'chumra to make more isur. But this issue is issue of mamo. The chumra here is a chumra relating to mamo. And therefore, when it comes to mamon, we don't know such a rule of makshin l'chumra. So therefore, we should say the other way. Maybe the other way. Maybe we should makish the other way around. The regel should be chayiv only by mechal yakar. That's Tosfos kash. The response of Tosfos is, Rabbeinu Tam says, mida hi batora. No, this rule of makshin l'chumra is not just when it comes to Isser, even when it comes to Mamma. So since our Chumra has to do with Mamma, but it's still a Chumra, in the sense that you're taking Mamma away from the person who's holding on to it, but the Midah is to be Makish L'Chumra. And therefore, if you have a choice, you go direction of being Machmir, that Shein is Chayiv in more cases. This is Tosfos Teretz. Who else asks Tosfos Kasha? Who else asks Tosfos Kasha? The Rashi. The Rashba doesn't answer Tosfos Teretz. The Rashba gives other tzibutzim to this kasha. Shein de lo mechal yekarna menale dumi de regel. So the Rashba first of all asks, how do I know regel is even chay ve lo mechal yekarna? More than Shein. So Rashi, we had an approach from Rashi, because it doesn't say, it changes the language. From Uvir to Vishilach, Tosfos we hold because the stomach, there's no chiluk, if I don't have any indication. The Rashba says, I know because stam regel is not machal. So most of the time by regular, it's not a machalik karna case. It just tramples. It just ruins. It doesn't totally destroy the carrot. Using that svar, the Rashba answers Tosus Kasha. Now he says, now I understand the answer to why we makish only one direction rather than the other direction. Why think about the dumya de regel to mechayev shein by lo mechalia? Why not say that regel is only mechayev by mechalia? And the answer is what I just told you. Because stam regel is in fact lo mechalia, so we don't want to go the other direction and say regel is only chayev by mechalia dumya de shein, because stam regel is lo mechalia, so we want it to be the normal case of regel. So that's his answer to Tosus Kasha. That's one answer at least. Umihanani mistavali. Based on what I just told you, Dilo Amin on Ipcha. Rego dumya deshein. This is Tosus' question. Mashein machalya afrego dafka machalya. And the answer is number one, chada the stam rego lo machalya. So if stam rego is lo machalya, so then we're not going to want to say rego dumya deshein because stam rego is lo machalya. So therefore, say shein dumya the rego to machuyim. Then he says something else. Maybe Shein is lav dafka mechalia, but meanwhile, the Rashba was considering Tosus Kasha and needed to come up with an answer. So I left you yesterday, Bekitzer, with the question Achronim wonder about. Seemingly, the Rashba l'shitaso shouldn't have this Kasha at all of Tosus, Neima Ipcha. This kasha that the Rashba is seemingly coming to answer. Oh, now I understand why we don't say ipcha rego dumi deshein. As he says, the first teretz because stam rego zlo mechalia. What's the kasha? Why we makish in direction of chumra? Why we makish in direction of dumi de regel to mechayev shein even by lo mechalia? Maybe we makish the other way around regel. Dumya the shein that only is chayev dumya, only dumya the shein by mechal. Why should I say that? Because it's mamu. Tosus presents the question, right? Lashin lechumra is bisuris is mamona. Is that true? It's mamona. It's not isura. It's a suffix nizikin. We had a Rashba earlier that based on the base, where the Gemara says that if I had only the pasuk of Tzidkiyah, then the Gichas Bekaren based on Vayasu of Tzidkiyah ben Kenana Karni Barzel, I would say Kipog Rachmana ben Tamu Muad is only Betrusha. That's a Karen Trusha. But Mechuberes, what would I say? Kula Muedesi. By a Karen Mechuberes, maybe it's a Muad Metchilasa. Says the Rashba, what do you mean? The Rashba apparently understood that it's like there'd be a miut in the pasuk by speaking about the case of Karen of Tusha and not Mechuberes, even though it's all Karens, all the hezek of Karen. The Rashba, we explained at the time, the Rashba holds that that's like a miut, that the halachos that we're spelling out over here, but Tan and Muad, are only true when it comes to the case of Tusha, which is what the Torah spoke about. If that's all I know. I don't know that Mechuberes is called Negicha. So what would I say that by Mechuberes, it wouldn't have a difference between Tam and Muad, Bikul Muedes? Says the Rashba, I have another alternative. Ema, Kula, what? Kula Tam. Why Kula Muedes? Came with Kula Tam. The Miyot should go in the other direction. The Rashba answers, in one answer, what does he say? Safik Nezikin. Safik Nezikin is what? Is Lahachmir. At nezikin speaking to do lahachmir ki isurin, the suffix nezikin has a din of suffix isur. So therefore, if I have a question to be medayik in the drasha, to be medayik in the pasuk by the Torah speaking about tusha, where I do not know the pasuk of mechuberes being negicha, I would say the Torah chose the case of tusha and negicha in order to teach me something that mechuberes would be different. Meaning, it would be different in that there would be no distinction between tam and muad. But which direction would be no distinction? Kula Muedes or Kula Tama? So the Gemara says, Kula Muedes, because it's a Safik Nezikin, Safik Nidhu is Lahachmi Ki Isur. So if that's the case, L'chor, this Kash over here should be resolved by the same answer. We have a question, which way should we be Makish? Should we equate? Should we say Shein is dumya deregel, and mechayev Shein even lo mechayev karna dumya deregel? Or maybe the other way around. Say regel dumya deshein, and regel is only chayev by mechayev karna. So the answer could be. And what did Tosa say? Oh, it's only makshim chum. It only be surah of mona lo. This is mamon. It's mamon. No, it's nizikin. Something nizikin is a chum. Tosis clearly doesn't have to hold like that, Rashi. But Tosis cask a kasha. It's good to hate. Tosis never had that issue before. Tosis never learned the Gemara before, like the Rashi learned anyway. He never had a kasha kulatama, and he doesn't have to accept the premise of the Rashi's teretz that suffik nizikin is a hachmiki surin. So Tosis says what we have here is a suffik mama. Tosis kasha is a good kasha. Tosis doesn't have to give a teretz. Neither he by Torah that lechumra is even by mama. But the Rashba, who himself spelled out earlier that if I have a question to Darshan Kulatama Kul Muedes, I say Kul Muedes because Suffolk of Nezikin Zahachmir. So what's the kasha over here that he has to give a teretz? Oh, but Stam Rego is Lo Machalia. What's the kasha? Suffolk Nezikin Zahachmir. So therefore, I go in direction of Makashem Domidereg. So we have to think hard here. What can we say? So why isn't the steer in the Rashba? Go ahead, Evan.
I don't know why this would be, but before we were talking about Karen, and here we're talking about
Shane. So, okay, so what? So what?
So by Karen where there's like Kavana.
So okay. What? So what? It's a suffix. How to explain when there'll be a Chiyuv. How to darshan in terms of a Chiyuv. So if the suffix nezikin, la'ach miki surin. Yeah. Yes, Ari.
The difference here is that you don't ask the question by the second Gemara, which talks about whether you sent off or not. This is not told on the Maisabot. This is told on the amount of damage that's been done. Since it's a subject of Chiyuv.
You're saying too much here. You're getting me too confused. Let's go keep this Gemara. Let the second Gemara get to. We'll have to deal with that. But like, what's the distinction between the issue here of being Makish? One direction, dumya deregel l'chumra, dumya deshein l'kula, and we're not simply answering by saying safik nezikin l'hachmir, and over there, safik kulatama, safik kul moedes, that the Rashba was happy to answer, we darshan kul moedes, because safik nezikin l'hachmir. What's the difference? What's the way to think about it? You have to go back to how we learned the Rashba then and see if we can plug it in over here and see why it's different. Yes.
Yeah, like over here we're talking about the suffix when the animal has done this amount of damage, right? Then there's a question of how we're going to be done, whether or not you're chayv or not. Opposed to...
No. We want to know how to dash in the pasuk. How to dash in the hekesh. Mm-hmm. How to dash in the hekesh. We can go shame dumi the regal, we'll go regal dumi the shame. As a result of that, you'll have the issue of how much he pays. Avraham, Neini, yes.
I was going to say, really, the distinction is that here we have like clear limuds in both directions.
You have clear what?
Limuds in both directions. Like the Hekesh can go both ways, and it's like a solid limud, whereas there, it's like a suffix. Either way, there's like, you have to work with logic there, where here you have like Zeret Katif going either way. So here you can be comfortable saying one way or the other and grounding in Psukim, whereas over there,
There was also a question, the way we learned the Rashba, it's like a mute. The Torah, by picking one example of Negicha, even though it's all Karen, is trying to tell me that there's a mute, that the differences of the Tamimut are only here and not there. So, but I can conclude in one direction or the other what to make of that mute. Here I can be Makish in one way or the other way. But either way, seemingly it's a Suffolk Nezikin. Why want to include more Chiyuvim, more less, but the Rashba calls that Suffolk Isur. Alec, Chanan, yeah, go.
On Bez and Bez, we're talking about the Isser of the Zikin.
Sure.
So over there, we can say that the Suffolk Zikin is key Surin. But over here, we're talking about Tashlumi Nezek.
We're getting on the right track here, but let's explain better. Explain better. Why is that? If the Rashba calls Suffolk Zikin a Suffolk Isser, so what's the difference? You're going in the right direction, but like you have to explain better. Why is that? Chanan and Isaac, oh, yeah?
So over there, the Isser was setting up how much mamon to pay, whereas here, regardless of how we classify it, mamon's still going to be the same.
No, but the issue is whether you're paying the chatzin nezek or nezek shalim. So, but that's also a function of. But the Rashba calls that a function of iser. Isaac.
Over there, when we're talking about Karen and Tam and Muad, it's suffix between two. The way we were learning was it's your chatzin mazik or your mazik. So it's a suffix.
Music to my ears. Baruch Hashem. Yes. Chatzin mazik. Remember that terminology. What was that all about? What was that negeah? Chatzin mazik. What? Chatzin mazik. Yeah, the Baruch Be'er, right? What's pshat? Suffik nizikin lahachmir. Obviously, that means that we're taking into account what issue? An issue of an iser mazik. And the Baruch Be'er explained that the tashrumin of nizikin and the parshas mazik of the iser mazik, that comes together. When the Torah is machadesh, the tashrumin, so generally what you have together with that parsha is the iser mazik. Grama ben nizikin, aser, is a function of Makkeh Behemah Yishalmena. It's just that when it's not grama, if it's more direct, then it's Yishalmena, it's not just the Isser, but it's also the Tashulmen. And to the extent that it was Begrama, so it's part of the Parsha, but only insofar as the Isser is concerned. That was by Adam Amazik. We went on to Mammon Amazik. The Chiyuvim that the Torah attaches to whatever given situation Amazik, what that's creating is not just the fact that you have to pay, but the whole paradigm, the whole construct of Nezikin, which begins with the Chiyuv Shmira and the Issur Mazik and the Chalos Shem Mazik, and with that, the Chiyuv Tashlumin, it's a package, and that's what's coming out of the parasha. That's where we can start speaking about Isurim here by Nezikin. But then we went a step further. He said, now, when the Torah patterns specific Mazikin from certain situations, namely, Eishes Pater on Tamun, Borv on Kalim, Shein Rega B'Shus Arabim, and so on. What's the pshat in the Ptur? Is the pshat like similar to Grama B'Nezikin, that there is still an Isser Mazik, Hashem Mazik in those instances, Eish via Tamon, Bor via Kalim, Shav Rega B'Shus Arabim, there's an Isser Mazik, it's Hashem Mazik, but it's just a Ptur in the Tashlumin? Or does the Torah say that to the extent that it's a tour, there's no Shem Mazik, there's no Issur Mazik vis-a-vis that case. So we began to see there in a Baruch Be'er that it depends. He brought Rayas, we didn't go through the Rayas, but Eishan Tamun, he said, is a tour in what? It's a tour in what? In the Tashlumin, but a Shem Mazik on Tamun you have. Bor and Kalim, similar. You're a Shem Mazik, Bor is a Shem Mazik even for Kalim, but the tour Tashlumin. Unlike Shorim Shem Vrega B'Shus Arabim, he said, there, the Torah said that Shem Vrega B'Shus Arabim, there is no Shem Mazik. Not just is it a Torah Tashlumin, there's no Shem Mazik. From there, we went on to what other halacha of Ptur? In what Mazik? To have a Chakira, what's the Pshat in the Ptur of the Chatzin Nezek, the extra Chatzin Nezek of Keren? The Ptur of Tan, right? The Torah, the Gemara had that basis. Every one of these Mazikin has halachos, so Hilchoseyan. The Hilchoseyan of Eishes Tamun. The Elchasein Hashem Yagam Padam Shitzah Rabin, Bor Lifter Sakelim, Karen Lachag Ben Tamal Muedes. The unique halach of Karen is that there's a tour on the extra Chatzin Ezek. You pay only up to three times, you pay only Chatzin Ezek. Is the Pshat that vis a vis what your Shem Mazik to extent that you're liable on everything. Your Shem Mazik vis a vis everything, but the Tashlumin, you're off the hook for half. Or, as you use the term chatzin mazik, means that the whole basis of your liability, the whole siba for the chiyuv, your whole shem mazik and your chiyuv shmira and your isser mazik is only partial. Your responsibility, your liability is what. That's why the tashlumin is half, because your liability, the whole underpinnings of why you're paying is only halfway. And we said that when it comes to that situation of Tam and Muad, the issue at stake is one that speaks to the actual level that you're a mazik, that there's an issur. To the extent that it's going to be kula tama, you'll be only a partial mazik, only a partial shei mazik. To the extent that it's karma wedes, you're a mazik shalem. That's issur. Then we brought in the last level, last twist with Rav Chaim, with Midah Batorah, we'll come back to. But that was how he understood it, why it's called Suffolk Nezikin L'chumra. Because the issue speaks to the issue of to what extent are you a mazik. Now we have a Pesach, perhaps, to understand what we have over here. The question in our Gemara right now, Rabosa, what's the halacha of Lo Machal Yakarna? Should we put Shein in the category of Dumya Deregel to Machayev even Lo Machayev Karna? Or should we say the opposite? Regel gets reduced to be Chayev only on Machayev Karna Dumya Deshe. What's at stake here? Is the Ptur Machayev Karna a Ptur in the Shem Mazik, assuming that Lo Machayev Karna is Pater? Assuming that Lo Machayev Karna is Pater. Right? And we would want it, so would that mean that the same way we said, Shem Virego B'shus Arabim, you're not a Mazik, and on the extra Chatzi Nezik, you're not a Mazik to the extent that there should be a second Chatzi Nezik. You're only a partial Mazik. And so to Lo Machayev Karna, you're not a Mazik? You don't Issa Mazik on a Hezek Lo Machayev Karna? Is that the Pshat? Or would we argue, no. Mitzad the Maisa Mazik, it's the same Maisa Mazik, and to the extent that you have an obligation to protect the Shor from causing Hezek and the Issa Mazik, all of that is even a Lo Machayev Karna. The Shem Mazik, the Issa Mazik is a Lo Machayev Karna too. The only difference is, on the Tashlumin, you would not be liable to pay for a Lo Machayev Karna Hezek. If the Hezek was a Lo Machayev Karna, you should be part of Mitashlumin. Which way would you be noted, Rabosa? What would you think? In Tur, would it be akin to Shnei Berega B'Shus Arabim and Chatzi Mazik by Tam? Would it be similar to Eish and Tamun, Shnei Berega Boram Kalim? The second. Why should that be? Because, I mean, after all, it's the same type of Maisa Mazik. It's just the one resulted from it. So if there'd be a Ptur Mechayev Karna, the Torah would not make you liable b'tashlumin on the Lo Machayev Karna. The only Torah makes you liable only is Machayev Karna. But from the perspective of being a Mazik, you have to protect from this causing Hezek. What's the difference if the Hezek is going to be Machayev? You have to be protective that this should not cause loss of money to somebody else. The Torah might not be Machayev you b'tashlumin on the Lo Machayev Karna, but from the perspective of Issa Mazik, it should be the same Issa Mazik. If that's the case, we understand beautifully the difference between the Rashba before and the Rashba over here. Why do we have the Rashba asking the kasha and dealing with the question of Ema Ipcha? The Rashba said earlier, Safik Nezikin is what? Is Gechumra. So we were masbir then. Why is it called Safik Nezikin? Why is it Safik? It's a Safik Mamad. You have to pay like a Tam or like a Muad. The answer is, the Chiluk of Tam and Muad derives from an underlying issue of how much of a Mazik are you? Are you a, quote, Chatzi Mazik? Is your liability only a liability in terms of the quality of how much of a mazik are you, only on the degree of 50% liable? That's why you pay 50% chatzin nezik? Or are you be'etzem a mazik and everything, but the Torah gives you off the tashlum at 50%? So we said over there, it's a Torah in the chetza of the shei mazik. Therefore, the Rashba says the issue of whether to be medayik the pasuk kula tam kul mu'edes is derived on a core level from the question of the issa, and everything flows from that. Therefore, the Rashba says safek nezikin is l'chumra. Masha'enkin over here, where we're discussing to be makish shein to regel to shein, and whether to be mechayev or not by lo mechayev karna. Here, regardless of whether you're chayev or not, the tashumin, you're for sure what? For sure usser. For sure, if we're correct, it's for sure an Issa Mazik. Even a Lo Machayev Karna would be Chayev. The best you can argue is a Ptur Tashlumin. So then the issue is only relevant for what? For Tashlumin. So therefore the issue is the issue of Mammon. You can't say automatically go Chumra because Safek Nezikin. It's not Safek Nezikin. The Issa is here regardless. The question is only Tashlumin. So now we have to deal with the question. Why not be Makish the other direction? And Pater Rego by Lo Machayev Karna. Instead of saying Shein is Chayev by Pater Rego by Lo Machayev, instead of saying Shein is Chayev in all cases, say Rego is only by Machayev Karna. If this is correct or both sides, we may have a fringe benefit. Let's think about the following. If this is correct, that what we just said, this Kash of Tosis, let's be Makish the other direction. Neima Ipcha. This was posed on what point of the Gemara? But the Gemara says, Dumya Derega, that Shein is only Chayiv, is Shein is Chayiv, all cases, Dumya Derega, even a case of what? Of Lo Machayev Karna. So the question is, why not go the other way? Regel should only be Chayiv and Machayev Karna. We have the Kasha. This Kasha can repeat itself further in the Gemara, right? In the Shlav of the Gemara that we read today, when we talk about the other direction, the issue of Shoach Shluchei and Azam Memeh. And what does the Gemara say over there? If I didn't have the kasha yivara golo, I would say that you need two psukim for regel, shoruch shluchei azam memela. But the Gemara says, so now that I know that one pasuk is shein, how do I know that regular is chayiv even by what? By hazul memela? Gemara says, dumya de shein. Maishna shein, lo shna shor shulcha was neo shna memela. However you explain that, Rashi Tosus, so too, regular is even hazul memela. So, seemingly, here we can pose the same question. Why do I say that I learn out dumya de shein? That regular is chayiv even hazul memela. Why not say the other way around? Let's be makish the other direction, that say shein is only chayiv by what? By shalach shluche. So, what would Tosa say to that? Same terrors. Midah hi b'Torah, makshinu l'chumra, even by mama. Lo and behold, Rabbeinu Peretz speaks it out the second time. Rabbeinu Peretz brings the kasha the first time, where our Tosus appears. And then again, Rabbeinu Peretz, it's okay. Okay. So dumya de regel is where our Tosus appears. Ema ipcha regel dumya de shein dafke machayekarni yeshul mechum makshinan and so on. Dumya de shein, another dibra hamaschil. Dumya de shein that loshna shalach shvuch loshna azam emela. So to regel v'im tom epachana. Turn it around. Say shein is only chayev by shalach shluchei dumi de regel. Yeshlom akidah precious le'el duchum makshina. Now I ask you the following: the Rashba asked the kasha the first time, dumya de regel. So why not say the other way around? Regel dumi de shein only machal yakarna. The Rashba gives as his first answer: oh, stam regel is what? It's lo machal yakarna. What about over here? That teretz won't hold the second time. What about the second time? But the Gemara says, dumya de shein. So now we're learning out that regel is chayiv, even what? Even a case of azel memela. Dumya de shein. Why not say the other way? Shein is chayiv only by shalach shluchei, dumya de regel. Here the Rashba doesn't ask. And the teretz that the Rashba gave the first time doesn't apply. The Rashba's teretz the first time was, well, stam rego is what? Is lo mechal yakarna. Okay, but what about this way? Why not, maybe shein is only shor shuche, stam shein is lozim emel, I don't know. So the emes is, I saw in Hagos of the Rashba, there is another Rashba earlier that could be, but I don't know if it's maskanis this way, it could be, based on that Rashba, this kasha falls away because he has an extra riboy in the pasuk for shein of azul memela. So it could be what I'm saying now is not necessary, and it may be answered regardless. But they have to know from that Rashba whether that's in fact how the Rashba ends up. He does have such and such that there's a special riboy in the pasuk for shein of azul memela. So the kasha is off. But maybe the answer could be, in light of what we just said now, that in terms of the second issue, I see people are clapping already, in terms of the second issue, the answer would be, the Rashba is on the base. In other words, we have to ask ourselves the same question that we asked ourselves by Lo Mechal Yakarna, let's ask ourselves by Azul Memela. Here, the answer could be different. By Lo Mechal, what was our Hakira? Is the tour in the Tashumen alone? Or is it a tour in the same mazik? So when it comes to mechal yakarna or mechal yakarna, we were all inclined to say that lo mechal yakarna is the same issue of mazik, it's just a tour in tashlumin. And therefore the issue here is not a suffix nazik and l'chuba issue, it's a tour issue of mamo, the Rashba have to deal with the question. But when it comes to the next gemara, where the issue is azul memela shalach shluchei, how will we master the issue? What's the difference between the two tiers? What if shalach shluchei have over azul memela? What is shalach shluchei? Why is there more reason to mechayev there? Because there's more what? More psia, more sima to mechayev, more of a psia. And also Memela is less so. You didn't do Mikum Basay, you just didn't guard it. Could be that that distinction speaks not just to the Tashlumin, but that distinction speaks to the Shei Mazik. That you're only called a Shei Mazik if you did a Maisa of Shalach Shluchei B'Pshia. You did a Maisa B'Pshia, Mikum Basay, not just passive. So that distinction would speak to the actual yisod of the Isser Mazik, and what flows from that is a Tashlumin. If that's true, then when it comes to the second point in the Gemara, the Kasha would not start according to the Rashba himself, just like the Rashba said earlier, by the question of Karen Tama, Kua Tama, Karen Mechuberes. Says the Rashba, we go with Karen Mechuberes, Kua Mechuberes, because of Safek Nezik and Lechumra, because the issue of Tam and Mord is a question of how much of a Mazik are you? And that's a Safek Nezik, and from that comes the issue of Tashlumin. So over here, what's our question? What do we say? Why do we say that it's going to be Dumya, that Mechayev, even what? Dumya Deshein, that also Memela. Maybe say the other way around. Maybe what? Maybe Shein is only Chayev by Shorach Shkuchei by Regel? Yeah, but that would mean if you're going to Pata by Ozo Memela, you're going to say there's no Chayev Shmira, there's no Shein Mazik. That's what this distinction speaks to. So if I have a question of whether to darshan that there is a chi of mazik, an isa mazik of azal memela, and that's in direction of saying one way, of dumi d'shein, or I say no, dumi d'regel, and say there's no shame isa mazik by azal memela, so that's the issue of suffix nizik. And the Rashi established that for that we would say, we go l'chum. Notice, the Rashi doesn't hold, it's important to point out, the Rashi doesn't hold what Tosa says, that Mida hiba Torah, that by Mammon we also say Lechum. The Rashba needed a Suffolk Isser component. This is not the same thing as Tosus Teretz of Mida ba Torah Loshna Mammon Loshna Yisura. The Rashba needed to bring in Isser into the mix. But it has to be an issue of Isser that's at stake. What we're trying to suggest is the issue of Lo Machal Yekarna is what's not, the issue, the Isser is not at stake. The Isser is there regardless. Lo Mecha Yekarna is a tour only in Tashlumin. Unlike the Chiluk of Shalach Shulchi Azam Memela, that Chiluk could speak to the Isser Mazik. If it speaks to the Isser Mazik, then the answer to the Kasha, the Tosef Beit HaPeretz asks it again and answers the same Teretz. Okay, Mida Hibatura and so on, but that's the Teretz that Tosef gave. The Rashba didn't give Tosef's Teretz. The Rashba gave a different Teretz. And that Teretz does not work the second time. That's a Teretz specifically to Regel, that Stam Regel is a case of Lomachai Yekarna. So the answer doesn't speak to the second time. The second time, the Rashba didn't ask it, but didn't have to ask it. Because there, what we were asking on the first Rashba would be the Teretz on the second point in the Gemara. There, it would be equivalent to the earlier Gemara. That the issue of Azam and Mela is an issue of whether there's an Isser or not, and therefore Safek Nezik and Lechum. It could be that you don't have to say all this. It could be that it helps. You know, that depends on how you read the other Rashba that I didn't mention to you. But Lechur, in Svar, it works nicely. You know, it's Mistaver. If you're going to ask yourself this Chakira by our Gemara, it would certainly be Mistaver logically to say that Lomachai Karna is Torn Tashumin, similar to Tamun Be'esh and Kalim Be'bor. And the issue was on the Mela, as we explained it, could certainly, it could be argued strongly that that's already a tour even the Issa Mazik. Not Mukhrach, but you could certainly hear that plausibly. And if so, that would explain why the Kasha would not be a Kasha by the second Gemara. Questions are both saying. Crystal clear, everyone was saying. Yeah, it's Geschmack. It works out. Yeah. Evan.
Could you just repeat why it's so clear that, or it's not Mukhrach?
It's not Mukhrach, no. If you wanted to say that Azam and Mela is only a Torah Tashlumin, I could hear it. No, the Torah could still pin Issa Mazik. At the end of the day, you are Chayib at Tashlumin, you certainly are an Issa Mazik by Azam and Mela. So to say that there's a Havamina, that Azam and Mela is different, I could argue it's only a din in Torah Tashlumin, but Issa Mazik it is. But I could hear just as easily, that Azam and Mela is a Torah in the Chalos Shem Issa Mazik. By Gomachayu Karna, I think it would be more compelling to hear that it's only a Torah and Tashlumin, and to the contrary, it's hard to imagine Lo Mechayu Karna, you're not Issa Mazik on a Lo Mechayu Karna. There, you're not liable to pay for Lo Mechayu Karna. But that the Issa Mazik I hear is the same Issa Mazik by Loma Chayav Karen. Here, I could suggest very strongly that to the extent that you weren't Poshea as much, you're not called a Mazik. You're only called a Mazik if your Pshia was Bekumbase. If that's true, then it would be a question of whether you have an Issa Mazik or not as a Mamela. That's why you're Makash L'chumra.
No,
but there's two issues to discuss. There's the issue of being maki. The Gemara says dumya the sheng, Gemara says dumya the rega. One time the Gemara is discussing the hekish to try to learn out the chiv of lo machaya karna. That's dumya the rega. Then the later the Gemara says learning out dumya the sheng to learn out the chiv as mela. In both places, you can ask the question of Tosus and Tosus Beno Peretz, why go to dumya in a direction to be machmir, to be machayat more? Let's go dumya the other direction to limit the chiv. We're saying that, but in the light of the Rajbas before, if you have a question which way to go, so why not say it's better to go l'chumra because of Suffolk Nezikin? So he said, but the way we explained the Rajba earlier, it's a Suffolk Nezikin and not a Suffolk Mammon, because the root of the issue, it stems from the question of how much of a mazik are you. But that issue, by Talmud Mu'ud, is if you're a greater mazik, you pay more. And that issue is not tur tashum, it's a tur in the nature of how much of a mazik are you. So here it could make a difference. By lo machal yikarna, what's at stake is only the issue of tashum, and either way you're a full mazik. So then there's no answer of something the zikin l'chumra. It's only issue of mamum. Whereas the issue of arzo memela versus yoshkuche could be an issue relating to the shemitz and mazik, and if for that you could say something the zikin l'chumra.
We're saying it's a double pashut that by Machaya Karna, Lo Machaya Karna, that you have a shame mazik on you. Isn't that also included in that a case of Azul Mimela?
No, that's no. To the extent that once you bring an it could be a Lo Machaya Karna with a Shoch Shulche too. Once Azul Mimela becomes part of the case, then that's a separate conversation. Now, what is the nature?
I'm sorry, we can be machalik within the Machalia Karna.
Yeah. Whatever the once Azamela is part of the case, if Azamela is putter, and if the nature of the tour is that you're not a quota mazik, then whatever, let it be Machalia Karna. But you're not a mazik. You're not a mazik because you didn't do pshir, become ba'aseh, you only let it happen. You just didn't do enough of shmira. But Azamela, it's irrelevant what was a Machalia Karna, Machalia Karna. It's vis a vis this issue. Are you a mazik or not?
I'm saying that we're saying it's like pashutas, but when it's machalia karna. I understood that machalia karna, the stam case is that it just went on its own and ate something. And we're saying it's pashut there that you have a shame mazik on you. So I would say that it's also pashut.
No. If we're not discussing machalia karna, I'm already assuming that azam mele is chayiv. So that's not part of our equation right now. I'm not dealing with the other issue right now.
I'm saying.
No, it's two separate conversations. As far as that issue is concerned, I've established a chiyuv. Now, but what about the question of Machalik? No, that's all I'm discussing, just that issue for itself. Each issue is independently analyzed. Yeah?
Why is Lo Machalia Karna different than other Keturim of Shein that it retains the Isser with it? Why is that any different?
You want to know why we're all inclined to think that Lo Machalia Karna, you are a Mazik.
Keturim Shein, I don't know.
No. It's different. The Shusha Rabbim, the Torah Shusha Rabbim is Urchei. The Torah, that's what they bring a right from the Lashon Urchei, who in the Rishonim. Your animal has a right to walk on Shusha Rabbim. People have to protect themselves, but you can't tell me you are Mazik vis a vis the Isser. No, you can walk on Shusha Rabbim. That's the Torah and the Shem Mazik. But the fact that you'd be Potter if the Hezek was just one of ruining something, but not totally, it makes sense that the what happened in the end happened at the end, but the Maisa Mazik is the same. It's just whether it created a loss of Karna or not. So to say that it's like a Tamar Be'esh. It's not the Stara suddenly told, but Gabi Lomachar Karna, you're not a Mazik. You're Mazik. You're Isser. You're not allowed to let it happen. But for that type of a Hezek, you're put.
Lomachar
Karna is like a Tamar Be'esh.
It should be almost the same thing.
No, but it would be a Ptur like a Tom and Be'ezh. It would be a Svara also, maybe, according to Rashi, that the Torah would not mechayiv you if the Hezek was not that type of a Hezek. It was the Karen is still there. That type of thing you're not responsible for. But not responsible in Isser, you are. But it is an Isser. You shouldn't let it happen. It's part of the Parsha of Mazik. It's just a Ptur Tashuv.
But we say, like, Tosos, that the difference in Mechayakarna and Lomachayakarna is the Maisa Mazik.
Well, I wasn't sure. I put it out yesterday. I understand. I put that out yesterday. What I said in the Meiri earlier also is assuming it's in the chepsa of the thing that got destroyed. Yesterday I said maybe with entosis you could see it in the difference in the Maisa Mazik. Yeah, so then you're saying it's not as compelling with it.
It's common.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay. I'm not sure with entosis, but either way, we could, you know. Yeah. You could think about it. Okay. We start the next Gemara? I'm guessing not. Yeah, you start the next piece? Yeah, yes, no?
No.
Okay, for tomorrow.